T-Bird fans, we welcome you to a bonus episode of T-Bird Talk. I'm Clyde Kenny Community College Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker. We're heading into a busy weekend as far as Clyde County athletics is concerned, and it begins today as the Clyde County Community College baseball team is in Weatherford, Texas for a three-game series against the Weatherford College Coyotes. The Clyde County Community College baseball team is coming off winning 3 of 4 games in a home series against Marshalltown Community College earlier this week. The T-Birds swept the doubleheader on Monday, outscoring Marshalltown 26-1 in the two games. The two teams played each other again on Tuesday. Clyde County split the final two matchups, dropping game number one 7-3, before picking up a 13-0 shutout victory in 5 innings in game number two. Clyde County is 8-3 on the season, and now will take on the Weatherford College Coyotes in a doubleheader today. They will also play one more game against Weatherford tomorrow. And then next week, Clyde County will open Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference action with a pair of road games against the Pratt Beavers on Thursday, March 6th. Also today, the Clyde County Community College softball team will be in action, looking for its first wins of the season as they head to Columbus, Nebraska, in a pair of games against Central Community College. Clyde County dropped the doubleheader to Southeast Community College at Bill Burke Park in Salina on Wednesday. The T-Birds fell to the Bobcats 6-5 in 7 innings in Game 1 before dropping the second game by a final score of 18-8 in 5 innings. First pitch of today's doubleheader between the T-Birds and the Raiders of Central Community College is scheduled for 1 p.m. at Raider Field in Columbus, Nebraska. This weekend, the Clyde County Community College women's and men's basketball teams will be in action at home as they will host Butler Community College for the final regular season games in Arley Bryant Gymnasium. The Clyde County Community College women's basketball team is coming off an 80-62 road loss to Cali College on Wednesday. The T-Birds currently sit at 16-11 overall and 11-11 in conference action. They will match up with Butler at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Butler is 21-6 on the season and 16-6 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play. The Clyde County Community College men's basketball team is also coming off a road loss on Wednesday as the T-Birds dug themselves an early hole and ended up falling to Cali College 83-58. Clyde County will try to bounce back as they take on Butler Community College for sophomore day on Saturday. Tip-off is scheduled for 4 p.m. inside Arley Bryant Gymnasium. You can find coverage of both games streaming live on the T-Bird Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com. Fans can also listen to the game on 1390K and CK and 98.3 FM with Austin McNorton calling the action. The Clyde County Community College women's basketball program will be recognizing 3 sophomore players: Tiana Davis, Maylin Goh, and Kylie Smitch. Kylie Smitch was one of our guests earlier this week on a brand new episode of T-Bird Talk, which just dropped on Thursday. We were joined by Smitch and our freshman guard teammate, Danae Crosby. You can find that episode, again, available on demand at any of your favorite podcast platforms. The Clyde County Community College men's basketball team will honor 4 players on sophomore day: sophomores Roy Aviv and Falu Kwate, and redshirt freshman Matt Garber and Keon Garrett Miller. Next week is going to be an exciting week as well at Clyde County Community College as we'll be talking National Championship Week. The Clyde County Community College wrestling team has qualified 4 wrestlers to compete in the 2025 NJCAA National Wrestling Championships, which will be held March 7th and 8th at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Those qualifying are sophomores Easton Boone at 165 pounds and Mac Chambers at 174 pounds, and freshman Micah Cothers at 184 pounds and Jaden Berry at 285 pounds. Next week on a brand new edition of T-Bird Talk, we will sit down and visit with 2 of those national qualifying wrestlers, Micah Cothers and Jaden Berry. And next week, the Cloud County Community College women's and men's track and field teams will head to Lubbock, Texas for the 2025 NJCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships, which will be held March 7th and 8th at the Sports Performance Center in Lubbock, Texas. The Cloud County Community College women's indoor track and field team claimed the 2025 Region 6 Indoor Championship title last weekend in Pittsburgh, Kansas. The T-Birds finished the meet with 175.5 points with 9 region championships and 6 runner-up finishes. Cloud County also won the 2025 Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference West Championship with 212 points. The Cloud County Community College men's indoor track and field team posted an 8th place team finish in the 2025 Region 6 Indoor Track and Field Championships. After tallying 110 points, the T-Birds also finished 4th in the Jayhawk Conference West Championships. Again, all national qualifiers will be heading down to Lubbock, Texas to take part in the 2025 NJCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships happening Friday, March 7th and Saturday, March 8th. It's a great time to be a T-Bird athletic fan, and there's so much happening, including today, us dropping a brand new edition of T-Bird Talk. This bonus episode will feature 3 Cloud County Community College cheerleaders. With the home basketball season about to end, they've been there supporting the T-Birds every step of the way since November. Today, we'll talk to 3 of those cheerleaders, sophomores Cammie Anderson and Stephanie Whitney, and freshman Destiny Rockers. This is T-Bird Talk.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
This week on T-Bird Talk, an opportunity to visit with 3 members of the Cloud County Community College cheer squad. Joining us today, we have Cammie Anderson, Destiny Rockers, and Stephanie Whitney, and I appreciate all 3 of you for taking time to join us. And I guess, Stephanie, let me start with you. First off, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Almena, Kansas. It's about 2.5 hours away from Cloud, so far away from home, but not like states away.
When did you actually start cheerleading? When did cheer enter your life?
I started cheerleading in 7th grade. Actually, I took a break my freshman year of high school because I didn't know how the atmosphere, like how it's going to be different, like from junior high to high school. And honestly, the coach kind of scared me. She was kind of scary, but now I started in 7th grade and that's where my passion began.
Did you cheer for all sports?
Yep, the basketball, not volleyball, but of course supported. Football. I miss cheering for football. But yep, pretty much dual sport.
Coming out of high school, trying to figure out what you wanted to do for college, how did Cloud County Community College enter the picture?
Cloud really caught my attention, especially with the cheer program. I knew I wanted to continue my cheer career, especially because I didn't know academic-wise exactly what I wanted to do. I knew with my major, I knew business for sure. But no, really Cloud, the cheer program, and Stephanie Downey, the coach, she reached out to me and I'll be in there.
What was the conversation like? And did you end up making a visit then, coming out to Cloud, kind of touring campus, all those things?
Right. So I first toured the campus, of course, and then Stephanie came down to Almena, Kansas, my high school, and we did a whole signing thing. It was kind of cool. But yeah, it was a good conversation. We really connected and She was really happy to have me on her team.
Did you consider other schools, or did you kind of know right away after you visited Cloud that this seems like a good fit for me?
I had a couple visits, especially to Nebraska, because Nebraska's closer to like Manhattan or this area. But one particular school, it would have been Kearney, Nebraska. They really caught my attention because that's where we went for all of our shopping and stuff. But it was like really expensive, and they didn't have a cheer program that I wanted to join, or their business major wasn't what I wanted. So I'm glad Cloud fit the roles.
Are you happy with your decision to come here?
Yes, I do not regret it at all. I have met wonderful people, great friends. I do not regret it at all.
Let me bring Cammy Anderson into the conversation as well. Now, Cammy grew up in Concordia, and you actually got to cheer in high school for your collegiate coach, Stephanie Downey, right?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit, first off, just about cheer. When did that kind of open its doors to you? How did you get involved in cheerleading as a youth?
So I started cheer my freshman year of high school for Stephanie, and then she was my coach for 3 years of high school, and then I came to Cloud to cheer with her.
What's it like being around Stephanie? What do you like about her as a coach?
She's a good coach. She's very open to talking about anything cheer-related or not. She always has an open door to her office when she's not on maternity leave. Yeah.
So staying close to home, coming to school here at Cloud, take me through that thought process for you and why you ultimately decided to attend Cloud and then cheer for Coach Downey.
Yeah, so I did classes with Cloud through my high school as well. So I already knew I wanted to finish at least an associate's degree before I went on to a four-year. So I just finished my classes at Cloud and got my associate's of science. And then I decided to stay in the nursing program here because it's closer to home and it's a lot cheaper.
It sounds like you're taking on a lot. What's that like having to balance everything from your studies? I know you're, working. And then obviously cheering here at Cloud. Tell me about trying to, your time management, trying to make sure you get everything in that you need to be doing and balance everything as much as you can.
I think it's actually really easy to balance everything. I've been busy since high school. I've always had something to do. So I just make sure to have a schedule and always know what I'm supposed to be doing and when everything's due. Yeah, that's about it.
Are you happy with your decision that you decided to stay close to home and come here to Cloud?
Yes, I am happy. I don't regret it. I've met a lot of good people, and I've been able to build a network for my nursing career.
And I want to talk a little bit more about cheering in just a second, but let me bring Destiny Rockers into the conversation as well. And Destiny, you yourself, not too far from home. Where'd you grow up?
Clyde, Kansas, about 15 minutes away.
So tell me a little bit about the decision for you to come to school here at Cloud. Ultimately, why did you make that choice?
Well, I'm in the military, and I had some training over the summer, so I knew I was going to get back late, but I still didn't want to start late on school, so I just decided to see if I could still do classes at Cloud, and it all worked out. So.
Now, did you grow up being a cheerleader? Did you cheer in high school, those sorts of things?
Yes, I did little cheer camps when I was in grade school and middle school, and then started cheering in sixth grade, and cheered all the way up to my senior year.
So how did Cloud enter the picture for you? Especially the, talking with Coach Downey and deciding to, tackle this, as a cheerleader.
Well, I was coming to visit and I kind of just mentioned the cheer program to her and talked to her. And I thought that she was a great person. She sounded like a great coach. So kind of just went with it. And
are you happy with your decision?
Yes, I am very happy with my decision. All the girls are great. The coaches are great. They're all very welcoming.
Let's kind of talk a little bit about what it's like cheering at the college level. And for you guys, you cheer at the home basketball games throughout the winter sports season here at Cloud. But I don't know if people fully appreciate the work that you put in to the routines, to the activities, those sorts of things. Stephanie, kind of take me behind the scenes a little bit, because I know there's a lot of time that you guys spend in the gym getting ready for the actual season itself. So take us behind the scenes. What do practices look like?
So let's start with summer. The summer before the new school year begins, Stephanie Downey has tryouts. So that begins the year. We have tryouts, and then after she selects who is on the team, we'll probably have a little fundraiser. So you're going to have to time manage that into your summer. Then once school starts, we start practicing Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays before basketball season starts. We are in the gym 8 to 10 preseason and during season, besides when there's games on during weekdays.
And are the stunts themselves more difficult now than things you were doing back in high school?
I would say yes. There is more opportunity and selection with the stunts. And especially, I don't know, with my high school, we didn't have any male yell leaders. So with the men, they definitely help with the stunts and bring some more power to the team.
Now, you mentioned you're in the gym from 8 to 10. So that's 8 to 10 at night. For those that don't know, kind of give them a look behind the scenes, but you guys really get to practice after everybody else has practiced. So, you know, when we've got multiple sports going on and the crossover from volleyball into basketball, you know, they're each getting a couple of hours of time in the gym. And so you all have to come in late at night to be able to get your time. I was asking Cammy earlier about, you know, balancing everything. Is that difficult for you to make sure that you're getting everything done and then having to commit that time late at night to come in and be a part of cheer practice?
I would say it is quite difficult, especially three practices a week. I know a lot of people are tired. They have assignments due either that night or the next day, early morning. So I would say it is hard. Personally, it is hard for me too, just because, well, so late and there's a lot of schoolwork to be done as well.
Now, Cammy, I said earlier you had a relationship with your coach, Coach Downey, back in high school. But does it feel like things are maybe a little more intense, the stunts maybe a little more challenging, you know, here at college than what you were doing back in high school?
I do think the stunts are more challenging. I wouldn't say it's more intense, so to say, but the stunts are harder. You're able to do 2.5 high stunts. So during competition, sometimes we'll have like a flyer holding another flyer in the air, so that is sometimes scary. And for competition, we're also able to throw baskets. And right now, we do like shoulder stands, which we never did in high school. So they are a little harder.
Now, one of the major differences probably from college to what you were doing in high school, you're not traveling. You're not on the road like maybe you would have been going to a football game 3-4 hours away. You're only performing at the home games and just during basketball season. Now, basketball season's much longer at the college level than it is in high school, but do you miss the travel, or are you glad that you don't have to commit that kind of time?
I do miss the travel somewhat, because I feel like when you travel with a van full of girls, you do get a lot of tea time out. But I do, it's nice to know that you don't have to go to a game that gets over at 10 p.m., but also drive home for 2 hours.
For you, Destiny, did you feel like the practices, are they any more intense or more challenging at the college level than what you were doing in high school?
I would say a little more challenging. I remember my first practice. I was super confused because I got there and then we just started running and I was like, why are we running? But yeah, just I'd say it's different because you see a lot of different opportunities, because if we need someone basing or if someone's gone, a flyer might have to step in, and they just step in, do it, no complaining, no talking back, and which is good.
And what was it like for you having to form new relationships? I'm sure you were familiar maybe with some of the team members, but this is an entirely different group that you're cheering with, folks that you had never been with before. So what was that like for you in making that transition and having to adapt to a whole new team?
Well, I knew some of the girls, but I was never really close to them, never really talked to them. But when I came, they were really welcoming, especially since I came late. I was kind of worried that I wouldn't be cool with any of them, but they were all super supportive, super welcoming, and a lot of us are really good friends now. And yeah.
Are you glad you don't have the same kind of travel that you may have had in high school?
Very thankful for that. Very thankful for that.
Now, Stephanie, you mentioned that you miss, you know, being around the football atmosphere, though, and cheering at football games. But what's the atmosphere like at Cloud County basketball games? Kind of talk a little bit about that. And how much do you appreciate or enjoy, you know, having crowd support there and a community that's involved in the games when you guys are out on the floor?
I absolutely love our crowd. Even at Fall Fest, we get the whole other community, downtown community, everything. They love what we do, even when we just dance. They're always supportive. Even the students, there's always a student section, always cheering on Cloud. It's always a positive energy. Yeah, I love it.
Now, has it hit you at all emotionally that your time as a cheerleader at Cloud County is coming to an end soon, and the basketball season is getting pretty close to wrapping up?
Yes, I would say I am very sad, especially because I'm a sophomore, so going to leave Cloud. I'm going to leave the team that I've bonded with these 2 years. Even last year, we still have girls that were on the team last year. It's going to be hard, but I know that the experience and the memories that I have will always still make me love cheer. So,
what's the future hold for you?
So after I graduate with an associate's degree in business in May, I will go into the workforce.
Cammy, has it hit you at all that, again, after cheering for so long, that your time cheering here at Cloud County is starting to come to an end?
It has hit me a little bit, but luckily I am coming back to Cloud next year for the nursing program. I just am not able to cheer, so I'll still be able to see most of my friends that are here.
How fun has it been for you? And I know there's certain members of the team that you knew had already cheered with previously, but to meet all of these other new faces, to be around a new group, and to kind of adapt again, you know, to having new pieces, new parts, yell leaders that are a part of the team that you may have not had to work with before, that sort of thing. What has that overall experience been like for you?
It has been a really good experience. Not only are we a team, but I also am friends with like every single person on the team. Most days you can find me with them. So it's been a really fun experience to not only make friends, but also in the cheer aspect, we have gained, like as a team, we've just grown so much. So it's been really nice to meet new people and just make a stronger team.
All right, I'm going to close out, as I do each time I do these interviews, with what I call my final four questions. So I'm going to ask you each four questions. I'll give you each an opportunity to answer. Destiny, I'm going to let you go first. But my first question is just, what would you say is your favorite part or your favorite aspect about being on the cheer team here at Cloud? What do you love the most about this?
I love the team. The team definitely is why I'm cheering here at Cloud and why I'm probably going to come back and cheer next year too. It's just, we always have so much fun, and the coaches are amazing too. So.
And when you say you love the team, I mean, is it even the actual cheering part, or is it just about the relationships that you've been able to form from the cheer team, the laughs that you guys can share, you know, those sorts of things?
I think I'll always love cheer, but I think it's more the people and the laughs and just the fun practices and the memories.
Cammy, for you, what would you say is your favorite aspect? What do you love the most about being a part of the cheer team?
I really do love the people on the cheer team, but I also love that we have opportunities. Like, since I'm a flyer, I'm also able to base when people aren't there, or I'm able to step in and back spot. So it's a little different than high school.
Stephanie?
I would say just the passion for cheer. Obviously the team, the passion that the team has, but even Coach Steph Downey, the passion that she has and the dedication that she takes to create a routine, figure out what stunts and everything, just the passion, and it's really great to still see cheer teams, because a lot of cheer teams, especially collegiate, still are being belittled.
Yes. Let me stay with you for our second question. Is there a favorite cheer that you guys do that you like doing the most?
Yes, there is definitely a favorite cheer. It's called Go T-Birds, Let's Go. And I would say it's my favorite cheer because it has movements, like actions, like you pop up. Like, obviously, like, we stay in place, but it just more action, and I think it presents more spirit.
Destiny, for you, is there a favorite cheer?
Yeah, I think my favorite cheer is yellow, black, and gold. It's just got a lot of movements, good little rhythm to it.
What about for you, Cammy?
I don't actually think I have a favorite cheer. I'm just there, you know, to do whatever everyone else calls.
All right. Well, I'm going to stay with you, though, Cammy.
Okay.
Question number three. And I asked this when I interviewed four other members of the cheer team back in December when they were on T-Bird Talk with me. But I asked them, what has been the most embarrassing moment for them cheering? Not necessarily the cloud. It can be. But in any of your years cheering, has there been an embarrassing moment that stood out?
I think the most embarrassing is always when stunts fall, because the crowd doesn't know if they should laugh or if they should make sure you're okay. And being the flyer, just falling is definitely the most embarrassing.
Now, I felt embarrassed the other night because I didn't realize the pep band was running away from you guys, that I needed to play some music, and all of a sudden you were out there, no music, nothing happening. So that might have been my embarrassing moment. Stephanie, do you have one?
Yes, I do. This one took place here at Cloud. We were just out on the court spiriting to the crowd, and I go up to do a kick, and my right foot kind of caught the back of my left foot, and I made me fall to the ground, and it was very embarrassing because it's just a simple kick. And I'm just on the ground, but it's okay. I got up fast. I kind of played it off cool. Only a couple people saw and laughed, but it's okay. Memory now.
And I'm making you relive it, see? So, Destiny, any embarrassing moments?
Yes, lots. But I think the most embarrassing was last year at Substate. We went out onto the court during a timeout, and I went to go tumble, and I got a little too much power, and I did a back tuck and landed on my butt in front of everyone. And it was, not a great moment for me.
I'm sorry for making you relive these. So, all right, Destiny, I'm going to stay with you real quick. Last question, final question. But if any of your former cheer teammates or anybody were to come and ask for some advice, or say, hey, why should I join the cheer team? Cloud's asking me, to be a part of the cheer team? Should I do it? What would you tell them?
I mean, it's a lot of work, but we do have a lot of fun, and I think the most important part that we take away from it is the bonds that we make with each other. So I just say the people and the coaches, it's what keeps you going.
Cammie, for you, if somebody were to ask you, hey, should I join the cheer team, what would you say?
I would definitely tell them yes. It is a lot of work. It is a kind of a change. Like, you do go to a whole different school. You don't know anyone. You don't know where you're going. But you do know that you do have cheer practice 3 times a week. So you get to see familiar faces. You get to make friends. And it's a bond with everyone that will last a lifetime.
Stephanie, what would you say?
I would definitely encourage them to join the cheer team. Transitioning to high school sports and just the atmosphere to college, it is definitely a better opportunity to stay fit and it's a great opportunity, the scholarship, and you get to know the community and obviously more students, just not on the team, but in the crowd and at pep rallies.
I also lied. I'm going to ask one more question of you. What are you going to miss the most about cheering at Cloud?
What I'm going to miss the most, if I'm going to be completely honest, is getting ready. Like, putting on a cheer uniform and putting the bow in. I don't know. Especially since I'm not going to be able to do it anymore, I'm going to miss that part, getting ready to cheer the team on.
Cammie, for you, this is the end of your sophomore year. What are you most going to miss?
I think I'm just going to mainly miss stunting. Like, I think that'll be the biggest thing, because you don't just go out every day and stunt with people randomly. So I think I'll miss that, because it is probably the funnest part of cheer.
Well, very good. Well, I want to thank all three of you for taking time to come in to sit down with us and to talk to us this week. Again, Cammie Anderson, Destiny Rockers, Stephanie Whitney joining us, three members of the Cloud County Community College cheer team, and the final home games of the regular season for the Cloud County Community College women's and men's basketball teams coming up Saturday, March 1st, when the T-Birds will be in action at home to match up with Butler Community College. The women's game will tip at 2, with the men's game to follow at 4 o'clock, so we hope to see a great crowd on hand in Arley Bryant Gymnasium. But I appreciate the three of you for coming on and joining us this week. Thank you for being here.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
My thanks going out to Cloud County Community College cheerleaders Cammie Anderson, Destiny Rockers, and Stephanie Whitney for being our guest this week on a bonus episode of T-Bird Talk. Next week on T-Bird Talk, we're going to visit with two national qualifying wrestlers at Cloud County Community College when we sit down with freshman Micah Cothers and freshman Jaden Berry. New episodes of T-Bird Talk drop every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. T-Bird Talk is a production of the Cloud County Community College Athletic Department.